Lord Jesus, we come into your presence with thanksgiving in our heart.
Oh, 主耶稣，我们带着感恩的心来到你的同在里。
We thank you, you have gathered us together in your presence.
我们感谢你把我们聚集在一起来到你的同在里。
We have all come to enjoy your presence.
我们都来到你的面前来享受你的同在。
We pray that you'll pour out your spirit on each one of us.
我们恳求你要浇灌你的圣灵在我们每一个人的身上。
We want to hear your voice.
我们渴望听到你的声音。
We thank you. This is the day that you have made.
我们感谢你，这是你所定的日子。
We thank you for the opportunity we have to sit in your presence.
我们感谢你，你给我们这样的机会来坐在你的同在里。
We pray you'll pour out the joy of the Holy Spirit among us.
我们恳求你浇灌下圣灵中的喜乐。
We love you, Jesus. We love you.
主耶稣，我们爱你，我们爱你。
Make us all like Mary that sat at your feet.
让我们都像玛利亚一样坐在你的脚前。
So many of us have Martha's nature.
我们这么多人都像马大有马大的性情。
We are so busy.
我们是这样的忙碌。
We're so occupied with all the things that we feel responsible for.
我们被很多我们以为的责任所占据。
But this time we can be together, we just come to sit at your feet.
但当我们今天这样聚集在一起，我们就是坐在你的脚前。
You told Martha, this is the one thing that's needful.
你告诉马大说，那不可少的只有一件事。
And Mary has chosen the better part.
玛利亚已经选择了那上好的部分。
We ask that we all be like Mary this morning.
所以我们恳求你，让我们所有人都像玛利亚一样。
We catch sight of you.
我们都可以看见你。
And we'll listen to your voice.
我们要来听你的声音。
We ask it for your name's sake and your glory alone. Amen.
我们单单为着你的荣耀，因着你的缘故而恳求。Amen.
Good morning, or should I say good evening?
早安或者晚安。
It's morning here in Ohio.
在美国俄亥俄州这里，我们是早上。
And I see the light of day coming through my window.
我看到日光从我的窗户照进来。
Sister Alice is here this morning to lead us into a song of praise.
圣秋姐妹今天在这里要带领我们唱一首敬拜的诗歌。
Open your heart to hear from him.
开你的心来听神的声音。
哈利路亚，哈利路亚，赞美耶稣，赞美耶稣，哈利路亚。因他成就这么多事，我绝不停止赞美他。因他丰盛白白恩赐，我绝不停止赞美他。我绝不停止赞美他，我救主，我救主，我绝不停止赞美他。他成就如此多，日子如何，力量如何，我绝不停止赞美他。 他来临渡海渡江河，我绝不停止赞美他，我绝不停止赞美他，我救主，我救主，我绝不停止赞美他，他成就如此多。纵然世人漠视主爱，我却不停止赞美他，我却以他为我所爱，我却不停止赞美他，我却不停止赞美他，我救主，我救主，我却不停止赞美他，他他成就如此多，每时每刻他拯救我，我绝不停止赞美他，洁净大能真理我身，我绝不停止赞美他，我绝不停止赞美他，我救主，我救主，我绝不停止赞美他，他成就如此多。今日行此地上路程，我绝不停止赞美他，来日走在光明天庭，我绝不停止赞美他，我绝不停止赞美他，我救主，我救主，我绝不停止赞美他，他成就如此多，我绝不停止赞美他，我救主，我救主，我绝不停止赞美他，他成就如此多，我绝不停止赞美他，我救主，我救主，我绝不停止赞美他，他成就如此多。哈利路亚，哈利路亚。哦，主啊，我们赞美你，赞美你。主啊，我们乃是被主所呼召来的，我们就是要来敬拜你。主，我们就是要单单来爱你，称颂你的名。哦，赞美你的口不绝于我们的口，像大卫王所说的一样，我们一天要来七次赞美你，甚至更多更多。哦，因为你是为我们成就大事的神啊，你是看顾我们的主，每时每刻你都与我们同在。哈利路亚，你的安慰，哦主啊，你的医治，哦一直是这样的，哦这样子不断不断的浇灌我们，充满我们。主，我们赞美你，我们赞美你。哈利路亚，有何神能与你相比呢？赞美我们的主，赞美我们的神，谢谢主，奉耶稣的名祷告，阿们，
阿们，
阿们，
哈利路亚，
哈利路亚。
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
赞美主。
And everything that has breath, praise the Lord.
凡有气息的都要来赞美耶和华。
This is the day the Lord has made.
这是耶和华所定的日子。
We are going to rejoice and be glad in it.
我们在其中要高兴欢喜。
You know, we've been studying about what we can do each day.
我们一直在学习，在每天的生活中我们要做什么。
And the psalmist tells us this is the day that the Lord has made.
诗人告诉我们，这是耶和华所定的日子。
Our first lesson was on getting alone with Jesus every day.
我们第一次的课上学习到在每天的生活中单独与耶稣同在。
It's a wonderful thing that we have cell groups where we can gather together in his name.
这是很美好的一件事，我们有小组，我们可以奉他的名在小组里聚集在一起。
But when we get alone with Jesus, just Jesus and you, it's like Mary sitting at his feet.
但当你单独的坐在耶稣的脚前，你就像玛利亚一样，跟他有一个独处的时光。
A lot of things were going around Mary at that time. Martha was busy making the dinner.
当时在玛利亚的周围有很多的事情在发生，马大在忙着做晚餐。
And there she had some other helpers, and the disciples may have been arriving early.
马大也可能还有别的帮手，也许门徒们也要来跟他们聚在一起。
But Mary's focus was on Jesus.
但玛利亚的焦点一直在耶稣的身上。
She was falling in love with him.
她深深地爱上耶稣。
She wanted to learn from him how to live for him.
她只愿意从耶稣来学习怎样为他而活。
Just like we learn in James that if we draw near to him, he draws near to us.
就像我们在雅各书里学到的，当我们亲近他，他就来亲近我们。
So our first lesson about the daily life was that we become friends with Jesus.
所以在我们第一次的课堂上，我们学到在每天的生活中做耶稣的朋友。
We get to know of our friends better when we spend time with them.
当我们更多的花时间跟他在一起，我们就更多的了解我们这位朋友。
And in our second lesson, we had some study over our denying ourselves in the daily life.
在我们第二次的课上，我们学到在日常的生活中舍己。
We know Jesus told us, we come after him, we must deny ourselves daily.
我们知道主耶稣告诉我们，我们若要来跟从他，就要天天舍己。
Yes, there's an opportunity every day to turn from self.
是的，每一天都有很多的机会从自我里 转出来，转向耶稣。
And even the Apostle Paul said, I die daily.
甚至使徒保罗都在说，我天天死。
But when we're dying to self, we're coming alive unto God.
当我们向己死，我们就向神而活。
And it's no longer I, said Paul, but Christ living in me.
保罗说，不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
Oh, what a blessed life he's called us to be overcomers.
哦，这是何等一个蒙福的生命，他呼召我们做得胜者。
And every day as we yield our will to him, he has his way.
当我们每一天把自己的意志降服于他，他就可以凭他的旨意而行。
That's how we take up our cross and follow him.
那就是我们怎样天天背起十字架来跟从他。
There are many things in the self-life that we must lay down.
在我们的己生命里有很多的东西必须要放下。
Most of all, it's our pride.
最主要的就是我们的骄傲。
And we get disappointed if we don't see ourselves perfect.
如果我们看到自己不是完美的，我们就感到失望。
We have to learn that it's God who is perfect.
我们必须要认识，唯有神是完美的。
We are all wanting to be filled with him.
我们都渴望被他来充满。
And our work is to surrender our self-life to him.
我们的工作就是把我们的己生命降服于他。
And I say, Oh Jesus, come and live out your life within me.
我们对他说，哦，主耶稣，你来，在我的里面活出你的生命。
Daily, I want to take up my cross and follow you.
每一天我都要背起我的十字架来跟从你。
Across the will of nature leads on the path of God.
一个十字架是把我们自己的天性否认，带领我们走他的道路。
And now as we come to our final lesson in the e-school on the daily life.
今天我们来到我们往下关于每天生活的最后一堂课。
This is the verse that is our title. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it.
我们今天的主题是，这是耶和华所定的日子。我们在其中要高兴欢喜。
That's found in Psalm 118, verse 24.
这是在诗篇118篇第24节。
And I think of the day I go way back in the book of Genesis, the first chapter.
当我想到日子这个词，我想到创世纪的第一章第一节。
God created light.
神创造了光。
That's in the third chapter, the third verse of chapter one.
在创世纪第一章第三节。
And then on the fifth verse, it says, God called the light day.
在第一章第五节，神称光为昼。
So you see how important the day is.
所以你看，每一天是何等的重要。
Many people live their day thinking about the past and all that they've been through.
很多人每一天都在想着过去发生了什么，他们的过往经历了什么。
Oh, there may be others of us who think about tomorrow all the time.
我们中还有一些人总是想到明天将要发生什么。
And what are we going to do next week?
下个礼拜我们要做什么事？
But it's today that he has given us.
但他所给我们的是今天。
Another thought that thrilled my heart is that Jesus called himself the light. I am the light of the world.
另外一个使我的心激动的是主耶稣称他自己为世界的光。
And God called the light day.
神称光为昼白天。
And it's in our daily life that we find Jesus.
我们是在我们每一天的生活中来寻见耶稣。
That's a choice we have to make.
这是一个我们必须做的选择。
Do we make him our focus in the daily life?
在每天的生活中，我们是否使他成为我们的焦点？
I was reminded this week of Mother Teresa. She was busy taking care of people with leprosy.
这个礼拜，神使我想起德蕾莎修女，她在忙碌着照顾那些麻风病人。
They were in India, and there were many diseases, and their body was decaying through leprosy.
在印度有很多人患麻风病，他们的身体因为这个疾病就正在腐烂。
And she had some other helpers, some nurses to wash their bodies.
她周围也有很多的护士，很多的帮手来帮助她洗这些病人的身体。
They were busy from morning to night.
他们从早到晚都在忙碌着。
But Mother Teresa said, when you're washing the sick wounds, remember, this is the body of Jesus.
但德蕾莎修女说，当你洗这些病人的伤口的时候，你要记得，你是在洗耶稣的身体。
And that should apply to us too.
这也应当应用在我们的身上。
When, Maybe you're one of the caregivers that has to take care of a mother or a father that's ill.
也许你是一位照顾病人的人，也许你正在照顾你自己的父亲或者母亲。
Are your parents that have little children that you have to take care of them if they get sick?
或者你们做父母的有小孩子，当他们生病的时候，你也需要照顾他们。
We should remember this word that when we're serving somebody else, we're serving the creation of God.
我们要记得这些话语，当我们照顾别人的时候，我们是在照顾创造者他所创造的人。
We all wish we could be like Mary that was washing Jesus' feet.
我们都可以像玛利亚一样，我们好像在洗耶稣的脚。
But we have one another that we can serve and help today.
今天我们有彼此在我们的左右，我们都可以互相服侍。
And then we would be serving one another in great love and care.
当我们彼此服侍，带着极大的爱和关心。
And we remember, this is the creation of God, my husband, my mother, my father.
我们要记得，他是神所创造的宝贵的孩子。当我服侍我的父亲、母亲或者儿女的时候。
And we would have a sense of joy in serving Jesus.
我们就可以有这样极大的喜乐，因为我们是在服侍耶稣。
And it would keep us in touch with him throughout the day.
我们一整天不断地保持与他的连结。
It takes denying self to care for one another.
要来照顾彼此，服侍彼此，我们需要来舍己。
But if we allow Jesus to live out his life within us, it becomes easier.
但如果我们许可耶稣从我们里面活出他的生命，照顾别人就成为一件容易的事。
When you think about rejoicing, I'm sure you turn to the book of Psalms.
当你想到喜乐，我相信你一定会翻开诗篇。
All the Psalms tell us to praise him in the morning, praise him in the noontime, praise him when the sun goes down.
诗篇告诉我们，早晨要来赞美他，中午要来赞美他，太阳落山还要来赞美他。
He will transform us as we praise him.
当我们赞美他，他就要来变化我们。
Make us ready for that great coming of the Lord.
他使我们为着主来的大日子预备好自己。
He'll make us ready for the daily life.
他使我们在每天的生活中预备好自己。
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let's look at Psalm 72. Daily he shall be praised.
诗篇72篇15节说，人们要终日称颂他。
And Psalm 113, from the rising of the sun to its going down, the Lord's name is to be praised.
诗篇113篇第三节说，从日出之地到日落之处，耶和华的名是应当赞美的。
We turn over to Psalm 67.Let the people praise you, O God. Let all the people praise you.
我们翻到诗篇六十七篇第三节，他说：“愿列邦称赞你，愿万民都称赞你。”
One of my favorites is Psalm 22.
我最喜欢的诗篇之一是诗篇第二十二篇。
But you are holy, Lord. You're enthroned.You inhabit the praises of your people.
但你是圣洁的，是用以色列的赞美为宝座的，你以你百姓的赞美为居所。
If you're in a situation where you feel God is far away,
如果你落在一个光景中，你感到神离你很远。
And you've been so busy, you've lost the sense of his presence.
你是这样的忙碌，你失去了他同在的意识感。
Or you're overwhelmed with the duties that face you today.
或者你为着今天所面临的一切的责任感到被淹没。
If you begin to praise him, he draws near.
如果你开始来赞美他，他就来靠近你。
This is his promise. He lives in the praises of his people.
因为这就是他的应许，他是以他百姓的赞美为居所的。
Oh, I found that out in my young life. I was under such a time of depression and discouragement.
Oh, 我在很年轻的时候就发现了这一点。我当时落在一个极大的抑郁和失落当中。
I had sights of myself, what it was really like.
神让我看见我自己真实的本相。
And I didn't know what to do about it.
我不知道该怎么做。
My teacher taught me, walk the floors and praise the Lord.
我的老师就教导我说，你就在地上走来走去的赞美神。
So each morning, I would start my day down in the basement, walking back and forth, praising the Lord.
所以每一天早上，我就在地下室里走来走去的赞美神。
And I kept it up for several months.
我就这样坚持了好几个月。
And I remember the day when the light broke through in my heart.
我记得那一天，神的大光照在我的心里，就这样的突破了。
Jesus' presence became so real to me.
主耶稣的同在在我的里面变得如此的真实。
He showed me that he is the answer to every problem.
My hand. He showed me that he is the answer to every problem.
So I believe this verse is absolutely true.
So I believe this verse is absolutely true.
God lives in the praises of his people.
神居住在他百姓的赞美当中。
And Satan, our enemy, hates to hear us praise the Lord.
撒旦，我们的仇敌，他恨恶听见我们赞美神。
He can't stand it. He runs away when he hears us praising.
当他听见我们赞美神，他没有办法忍受，他就只好逃跑了。
Because you remember, he was the one that wanted to be praised.
你要记得，他是那一位想要得到赞美的。
Oh.And how Jesus came to show us all praise belongs to God.
Oh, 耶稣来向我们显示，所有的赞美和称颂都属于神。
Jesus came to be the servant of all.
主耶稣来到世上做众人的仆人。
He came to set us free from our pride.
他来了要释放我们，脱离我们的骄傲。
He humbled himself to the death of the cross.
他自己谦卑自己，以至于死，直到死在十字架上。
And he draws near as we worship and praise the Lord.
当我们敬拜赞美他的时候，他就来亲近我们。
The book of Psalms ends with chapter 150.
诗篇这本书是以第150篇结束。
That everything that has breath, praise the Lord.
他说，凡有气息的都要赞美耶和华。
Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. That's every one of us.
Hallelujah, 感谢你，耶稣，这包括我们所有人。
Without God, we couldn't even have our breath.
没有神，我们甚至都没有我们的气息。
Instead of having our breath to speak against others, we need to speak praise to God.
我们的气息不是用来去谈论别人，而是要用来赞美神。
And the writer of the book of Hebrews tells us in chapter 13, Therefore by him let us continue. Offer the sacrifice of praise to God.
希伯来书十三章十五节告诉我们，我们应当靠着耶稣，常常以颂赞为祭献给神。
That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name.
这就是那承认主名之人嘴唇的果子。
Our writer is saying continually offer that sacrifice.
作者说要常常要持续的以颂赞为祭献给神。
Yes, sometimes it's a sacrifice. We're so overwhelmed with our problems.That it takes sacrifice to praise God.
是的，这是一个献祭，有的时候需要牺牲，有的时候我们被我们的问题淹没，我们需要舍己牺牲，才能够以颂赞为祭献给神。
We read that that's the fruit of our lips.
它是我们嘴唇所结的果子。
We need to be careful what comes out of our mouth and by our lips.
我们需要小心谨慎，从我们的嘴唇里所出来的果子是什么？
Let it be a giving of thanks at all times.
让它常常都是献上感恩感谢。
Oh, to continually offer the sacrifice to him. That's what he's looking for.
Oh, 这就是他所寻找的。我们要常常以颂赞为祭献给他。
And some people will say, and the devil says it too, what is there to say thanks for?
有的时候人们这样说，仇敌也是这样说，你有什么可以献上感谢的呢？
You know, you're in a lot of trouble, there's a lot of problems.
你知道你有很多的麻烦，你有很多的问题。
And the enemy...speaks these lies into our ears.
仇敌把这些谎言吹到我们的耳中。
But if we want to be among the overcomers, we can silence the enemy by praising the Lord.
但如果我们是在得胜者的行列中，我们可以借着赞美神让仇敌闭口。
Victory in the daily life can be ours as we rejoice in the Lord at all times.
在每天的生活中，当我们常常靠主喜乐，得胜就属于我们。
We can break through any barrier, overcome any weakness.
我们可以冲破任何拦阻，胜过任何的软弱无力。
I feel like maybe we're too frail to even open our mouth.
我们可能感觉我们是这样的脆弱，连开口的力气都没有。
But as we obey his word to praise him at all times, we win the victory.
但如果我们顺服他的话语，常常来赞美他，我们就赢得得胜。
Day in and day out, we glorify his name.
一天又一天，我们荣耀他的圣名。
I find it becomes strength to my bones and life to my spirit.
我发现他的喜乐滋润我们的白骨，使我的灵活泼强壮。
Every time I just rejoice in him.
每一次我都是靠他喜乐。
No, we don't have to rejoice in everything going good. We just rejoice in him.
是的，我们不是因为周围发生的事都顺心而喜乐，我们是在他的里面喜乐，因他而喜乐。
Oh, there will be a manifestation of his glory in our life instead of dark depression.
Oh, 当黑暗和沮丧遮盖大地的时候，他的荣耀就要显现在我们的生命里。
The founder.Of Pilgrim Camp's name was Hans Waldvogel.
纽约营地的创始人名字叫吴朗牧师。
He was a very somber man, and he was found it difficult to open his mouth and praise the Lord.
他是一个比较严肃的人，对他来说很难开口在公众场合下赞美神。
When he tried to raise his hands, he said it felt like big, heavy hands were pulling him down, so heavy.
当他开, 当他开始举手赞美神的时候，他感觉他的双臂沉重的像火腿一样，要把他拉下来，他没有办法举手。
He came to visit my teacher to see. I knew his teacher. She was the mother of my teacher.
他来到他的老师面前来请教，他的老师是我老师的母亲。
He was bound with a dark depression.
当时吴老牧师被黑暗的抑郁所捆绑。
And he was called into the ministry.
他也被神呼召来进入事工来服侍神。
But he would fail in the ministry if he didn't get victory over this dark depression.
但如果他不能够靠神得胜这黑暗的抑郁，他没有办法在事工里得胜。
And his teacher told him, "You must praise the Lord."
他的老师告诉他，你必须要赞美神。
When I counseled him when he came to her office, she went about her work corresponding and told him to praise the Lord in the room.
所以当吴老牧师到翟夫人的办公室里，翟夫人就去自己去做事情，然后告诉吴老牧师，你自己在这里走来走去的赞美神。
And as he walked back and forth in the room, praising the Lord for about an hour,
他就在那里走来走去的赞美神，赞美大概一个小时。
Suddenly, the Lord whom he sought came into his whole being.
忽然，神的同在就进入到他的全人。
He was filled with the glory of the Lord.
他被主的荣耀所充满。
And he answered the call of God. He went to New York City, where God began to do healing miracles in the church where he was.
他就答应神的呼召到纽约去，在那里他开始了他的事工，有很多的人得医治。
He healed people just sitting in their seat in the meeting.
当人们坐在聚会里面，人们就得到医治。
He had broken through out of that depression into the glory of the Lord.
他从抑郁里得到突破，进入到神的荣耀里。
And he fills those of us that have been to Pilgrim Camp realize that camp was dedicated to the glory of the Lord.
我们每个人去营地的人都知道，营地是被分别为圣献给神的，它充满了神的荣耀。
And God continues to keep his presence there as they keep it holy to the Lord.
当他们一直保持营地分别为圣，神就应许一直信实地把他的同在设立在那里。
He can do the same for you. He can do the same for me.
他也可以做同样的事，为着你，为着我。
We just put into practice what we know to, from the scripture to praise the Lord at all times.
我们只要把我们从圣经里所学到的带进我们的操练里，就是要常常的赞美神。
In Isaiah chapter 60, we read these words.
在以赛亚书六十章，我们读到
Darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people, but the Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you.
看啊，黑暗遮盖大地，幽暗遮盖万民，耶和华却显现照耀你，他的荣耀要现在你身上。
If we look around about the world today, we see there's much darkness everywhere.
如果我们看一看今天周围的世界，我们看到各处都是充满了黑暗。
But God wants to bring his glory through us into the world.
但神要借着我们把他的荣耀显现在全地。
If we come into the glory of the Lord, it'll flow out of us into others.
如果我们进入到神的荣耀里，他的荣耀就要透过我们流出来，流通到别人的身上。
In the midst of the struggle and the suffering and sometimes heartbreak,
在一切的挣扎、痛苦，有时候有心碎。
And also, often it's the fear of tomorrow.
还有常常是对明天的惧怕之中。
His light will shine upon us and raise us into heavenly places with Jesus.
他的光要照在我们的身上，他要把我们提升到基督耶稣里属天的境界。
Remember, he called himself, I'm the light of the world.
记得他告诉我们，他称自己是世界的光。
When Jesus comes, his light pierces the darkness.
当耶稣一来，他的光就要刺入一切的黑暗。
First of all, we can come into that light as we rejoice in his presence.
最棒的是，当我们在他的同在里喜乐，我们就可以进入他的光中。
The choice is ours every day.
每一天我们都有一个选择。
If we rejoice always in everything, give thanks.
我们是否愿意常常喜乐，愿意凡事谢恩？
As we choose to do his will, we count it all joy, even when we fall into temptations.
我们是否选择遵行他的旨意，把即使当我们落入百般的试探里，都以为是大喜乐。
We begin to experience his all-sufficient grace for each day.
如果我们这样做，我们就在每一天里经历他全足、全丰、全有的恩典。
Obedience always brings a flood of the grace of God.
顺服常常会带来神恩典的洪流。
And this rejoicing always is a commandment to obey.
而常常喜乐是神给我们的一个命令，让我们来顺服。
If we look at King David when he was just a teenager, he received an anointing by Samuel to be king.
如果我们看一看大卫王，他在青少年时期接受撒母耳的膏抹，要成为神拣选的器皿。
He was God's chosen vessel.
他是神所拣选的器皿，要来做王。
We see him out in the field with the sheep. He took a harp and he sang praises to the Lord.
我们看见当他在野外牧羊的时候，他常常拿着琴唱诗赞美神。
He was strengthened to kill the lion and the bear.
神赐给他勇力，打死了狮子和熊。
He was filled with faith to even tackle Goliath.
他满怀信心，甚至打败了仇敌歌利亚。
He was fearless when everybody else was afraid.
当所有人都惧怕的时候，他一点惧怕都没有。
That was because he had learned in his daily life out on the hillside to praise and to worship the Lord.
那是因为他学习了，当他在野外牧羊的时候，他每一天都学习敬拜赞美神。
He went through many trials between the call of God and the throne.
但在他蒙召和登上王的宝座之前，他还经历了许多的试炼。
Remember how King Saul hunted him down to kill him.
记得扫罗王是怎样的一直追杀他。
God allowed David to go through those horrible times.
神许可大卫经历了那一切艰难的时刻。
He had to hide in caves and dens to be away from Saul.
有的时候他必须要躲在山洞里躲避扫罗的追杀。
But we read in the Psalms that God was his hiding place.
但我们在诗篇里读到，他说神是他的藏身之处。
God let him go through these things to get rid of the self-life in David's own heart.
神带领他走过这一切的试炼，是要来除去大卫自己心中的那个己生命。
Day by day, he had to depend on God to be his help.
一天又一天，他必须完全的依赖神，成为他自己的帮助。
He walked in the presence of God. He said, "Oh, your presence is my joy."
他行走在神的同在里，他说，哦，你的同在是我的喜乐。
Day by day, through all those trials, he won the victory.
一天又一天，在一切的试炼中，他赢得胜利。
Yes, some psalms will tell us how discouraged he was.
是的，有些诗篇告诉我们他当时是多么的灰心失望。
And as he began to rejoice in the Lord, we find toward the end of his psalm, there's joy.
但当他开始操练靠主喜乐，我们在诗篇的后半部分发现那里有极大的喜乐。
The victory was won before he was crowned king.
在他加冕为王之前，他就赢得了征战的胜利。
God was after the Saul in David's own heart.
神一直在搜寻的是大卫自己心中的那个扫罗王。
You know, sometimes when you're having trouble with some person, and they seem to be so hard on you.
你知道，有的时候当你跟别人有一些问题，你感觉到对方对你是这样的，对方对你这样的不友善。
God allows that in order to change you.
神许可这一切发生，为的是要来改变你。
When I was working in an office in a store, I had a supervisor over me that was very hateful.
当我在服装店工作的时候，我的上司是一个很不友善的人。
And some girls would quit the job and leave.
有一些同事他们就辞职不干了。
But I knew that God had given me this job, and I stayed there.
但我知道这个工作是神给我的，所以我就留在那里。
Even though I was often criticized for what I did or didn't do.
虽然他一直的批评我，说我做了这个又没有做那个。
And sometimes on the way home on a bus, I'd be crying.
有的时候在从公司回家的路上，我就在哭泣。
But I knew God was after me. He wanted to change me.
但我知道神要改变的是我，他一直在做我。
If we're praying for the love of God, you know what 1 Corinthians 13 tells us. It says love is kind.
如果你在为诗篇时你在为哥林多前书十三章爱的诗篇来祷告，他说爱是恒久忍耐又有恩慈。
Love suffers long, it bears all things.
爱是恒久忍耐，凡事包容。
And one day I said to the Lord, I can't love her, she is so cruel to me.
一天我对神说，主啊，我没有办法爱她，她对我是这样的严厉。
I broke down before him in prayer. I said, Jesus, give me your love for her.
我就在神面前不住的祷告，我说主耶稣，求你把你的爱赐给我。
And he did it. He gave me love for her, compassion for her.
他就这样做了，他就把他的爱赐给我，把他的同情和怜悯赐给我。
I found out that she had a very sick husband.
我就发现我的老板，他的先生有疾病。
And she had a need for money that she was even taking money from the company.
就发现他实在需要钱，所以他就从公司里偷钱。
But the boss never fired her. He said, "You just pay it back."
他的上司把他解雇了，要求他把钱还给公司。
So I spent 10 years with her, working under her.
我花了十年的时间在他的手下工作。
I said it was a lesson in loving through the Holy Spirit, to love someone the way Jesus loved them.
我说这是我一直学的一个爱的功课，就是透过耶稣的爱 借着耶稣的爱来爱别人。
And stop feeling sorry for myself and praise the Lord.
不是为自己感到难过，而是来赞美神。
I thank God for those 10 years.
我为那十年感谢神。
At the end of that time, she spoke to me and she said, "You know, you're a real person."
在那十年的结束，她对我说，我知道你是一个真实的人。
I know it wasn't me. It was the love of God filled my heart as I praised Him.
我知道那不是我做的，是神的爱充满了我的心，当我来赞美他。
So you see, when we have conflicts with other people, we must say, well, "God, what are you after in me, like you were after in David?"
所以，当我们跟别人有冲突的时候，我们要来问神：神啊，你要来做我的那个部分是什么？就好像你一直在坐在大卫的身上一样。
He allows us to be tested and tried.
他许可我们接受试探和试炼。
Just like Job said, in the middle of all his trouble, he said, "I know that my Redeemer lives."
就像约伯在他一切的苦难当中，他说：“我知道我的救赎主活着。”
And God proved Himself to Job at the end. He gave him more than he had at the beginning.
神也在最终向约伯证实他的信实，他赐给他双倍的报偿。
Job said, "I've heard of you by the hearing of my ear, but now my eye sees you."
约伯说：“我从前分闻有你，但今天我亲眼见你。”
And God made Job an example to all of us. No matter what we go through, we trust the Lord.
神使约伯成为我们所有人的榜样。无论我们经历的是什么，我们都要来信靠神。
Like David said, "Trust in the Lord. Lean not to your own understanding. Trust Him."
就像大卫说的，你要专心仰赖耶和华，不可依靠你自己的聪明，在一切的事上都要认定他。
He causes all things to work together for good to those that love Him.
他使万事都互相效力，使爱神的人得益处。
You will look back like I look back and say, "Those testing times were the best times in my life."
你会像我一样回头看你过去的那些年日，你会说那些接受考验的时刻是我生命中最宝贵的时光。
That's the times that Jesus revealed Himself to me.
因为是在那样的时刻，主耶稣把他自己显现给我。
And He worked something in my heart of the love of God.
他在我的心里做工，让我得着神自己的爱。
There's always new lessons to learn every day.
每一天我们都有新的功课要学。
If we conquer now in the daily life, we'll be ready for the Lord's coming.
如果我们今天在日常生活里得胜，我们就会被预备好等候主的再来。
Don't neglect today's lesson.
不要忽略今天的功课。
Get into the Psalms and see how much David was tried.
你可以翻开诗篇，看一看大卫接受了多少的试炼。
Our pastor Hong Leon loves the Psalms. They encouraged her in her troubles.
我们的凤莲牧师非常喜欢诗篇，因为诗篇鼓励他在他的难处当中能够仰赖神。
They comfort us to fight that good fight of faith and turn our focus on God.
诗篇安慰激励我们为信心打那美好的仗，使我们的焦点转向神。
Don't wait for tomorrow to come. Live today in the victory of the Lord.
不要等到明天来临，今天就活在主的得胜里。
As we deny self and do the will of God revealed in His Word, we're gaining victory.
当我们否认自己，照着神话语中所启示的来遵行他的旨意，我们就在得胜。
Rejoice always, Paul tells us. Count it all joy when we fall into daily trials that are meant to try us.
保罗告诉我们要常常喜乐，当我们落在百般的试炼中，都要以为是大喜乐，虽然这些试炼是要来毁灭我们的。
You know, the bride is made up of overcomers.
你知道心腹是由得胜者组成的。
If we will take this one commandment and live it out in our daily lives, we'll be an overcomer.
如果我们遵循这一个命令，在日常生活中把它活出来，我们就在得胜者的行列当中。
Paul tells us, rejoice always in everything that happens to give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus.
保罗告诉我们要常常喜乐，为发生的每一件事献上感谢，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向我们所定的旨意。
Rejoicing puts God on the throne.
喜乐使神登上宝座。
And those words came from Paul, who daily suffered the loss of everything.
这些话是使徒保罗说的，他天天遭受到很多的挑战。
And he counted it dung that he might win Christ.
他丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。
Yes, we're called to run a race that there are victories to be won.
是的，他呼召我们要跑那当跑的路，要打那美好的仗。
Don't be guilty of thinking that someday, somewhere, sometime, I might be changed.
不要以为等到某年某月某日，我才能被神的大能改变，那就要在罪疚里懊悔了。
Because he calls us to win victories every day if we stay alert to the guidance of his Holy Spirit.
因为他呼召我们每天都要赢得得胜。如果我们警醒地跟随圣灵的引导，
This is the day to fight the good fight of faith and lay hold of the prize by overcoming daily in our life.
今天就是那个日子，为信心打那美好的仗，借着每天的得胜，持定我们的奖赏。
How to be more yielded to Him.
我们要更加地降服于他。
Self also often wants to be pampered and gets offended or discouraged.
己常常的渴望被娇宠，他容易被冒犯，心灰意冷。
At that time, we refuse to praise the Lord.
在那样的时刻，我们就拒绝赞美神。
We'll be the ones that are overcome by the trouble.
我们就被一切的难处征服。
And God is calling us to be the overcomer.
而神呼召我们做那得胜者、征服者。
He's provided the grace to get us through the trial.
他已经为我们预备了够用的恩典，让我们赢得这试炼。
The Lord spoke to Paul and said, "My grace is enough for you."
主对保罗说，我的恩典是够你用的。
If you want to find him in the daily life, the secret is to rejoice in his presence.
如果你想在每天的生活中寻见他，我们的秘诀就是天天在他的同在里喜乐。
You enter into his gates with thanksgiving.
你带着感恩的心进入他的门。
He inhabits the very praise that comes out of your mouth.
他就住在我们口里的赞美里。
Thank him for his promise and tell him you believe his word.
为着他的应许献上感谢，告诉他你相信他的话语。
Take each promise in the Bible as yours.
把圣经里每一个应许当成是你自己的。
Tell him I will rejoice and praise you at all times.
告诉他我要常常喜乐，我要时时称颂你。
You may feel like you're in a prison of fear.
你可能感觉处在一个惧怕的监牢里。
Deny those feelings and say, this is the Lord today. This is the day he's made.
你要拒绝那些感觉，你要说这是耶和华所定的日子，我要在其中高兴欢喜。
Use your will to say, I will rejoice and be glad in it.
使用你的意志说，我要喜乐，我要在其中高兴欢喜。
Daily, you are called to keep your mind set on him.
每一天你都被呼召把你的心思意念定住在他身上。
We're all called to obedience.
我们都被呼召要来顺服他。
We obey when we open our mouth and say, praise the Lord.
当我们顺服他，我们就开口赞美神。
Soon the prison doors will open and we will enter into the joy of the Lord.
很快监牢的门就要大开，我们就进入主的喜乐。
Our victory in the daily life comes through praising the Lord, even when he shows us ourselves the way he sees us.
我们每天生活中的得胜是借着顺服他来赞美他，即使当他向我们显示他眼中我们真实的样子。
He never leaves us in that sad condition, but draws near to deliver us.
他从来不会把我们留在那悲哀的光景中，而是来临到我们，来拯救我们。
You just try praising, and you'll find that he draws near to you and becomes your closest friend.
你只要试着来赞美他，你就会发现他要来靠近你，成为你亲密的朋友。
Praise him when you're under attack from the enemy and watch the darkness flee.
当你被仇敌攻击的时候，你要来赞美他，看着那些黑暗绝望是怎样的从你面前逃跑。
Despair and hopelessness will flee from you.
绝望和无助就要从你的面前逃跑了。
The same way it did when Peter was bound in prison.
彼得当时在监狱里被锁链捆绑，也是一样的事情发生。
He began to sing praises to the Lord, and the doors of the prison opened.
当他开始唱诗赞美神，监狱的锁链，监狱的门就开了。
God sent his angel down to deliver him.
神差遣使者来释放他。
And when we begin to praise it, the Lord, he makes it easy to deny our flesh and our self-life.
当我们开始赞美神，神就使得弃绝肉体和己生命变得容易了。
Praise will chase away self-pity and self-love.
赞美会赶出自怜、自爱。
It even chases away weariness and exhaustion.
它甚至赶出我们的劳累和身体的疲倦。
Oh, God lets his light shine in our camp as we rejoice in him.
Oh, 当我们靠主喜乐，神使他的光照在我们这边驻扎的营中。
He lets his light penetrate every part of our heart.
他使他的光刺入我们心中每一个部分。
Darkness has to flee.
黑暗必须要逃跑。
If we look around the world today, there's much darkness.
如果我们看看周围的世界，黑暗遮盖大地。
Evil is rampant everywhere.
罪恶在各处横行。
People are killing one another for no reason.
人们在互相残杀。
The devil knows that his time is short.
仇敌知道自己的时候不多了。
And he sends out demons everywhere to afflict God's people.
所以他就差遣很多的邪灵在各地来折磨神的子民。
Even though that darkness is so prevalent, Jesus is still the light of the world.
虽然黑暗遮盖大地，耶稣仍然是世界的光。
He wants that light to shine in us and out of us.
他渴望让他的光照进我们的里面，也从我们的里面散发出来。
We look at First Thessalonians, we find that we are children of light.
如果我们看一看帖撒罗尼迦前书，我们发现我们都是光明之子。
Not only did Jesus say he was the light of the world, he said, you're the light of the world too.
主耶稣不只是说他是世界的光，他说我们也是世界的光。
He wants us to be so transparent that his light shines out of us.
他让我们是这样的透明，好让他的光可以从我们的里面散发出来。
The rest of that verse in Thessalonians, ye are the children of light and the children of the day.
这句经文的后半节说，你们都是光明之子，都是白昼之子。
We're not of the night, nor of darkness.
我们不是属黑夜的，也不是属幽暗的。
Walk in the light as he is in the light.
要在光明中行，如同神在光明中。
Now it's a little secret. You can chase the darkness away as you begin to praise the Lord.
这就是我们的秘诀。当你开始赞美神，你能赶逐一切的黑暗。
There is victory ahead in Jesus.
在耶稣里有得胜为你预备。
Not only did the Apostle Paul and Peter rejoice always, and as well as King David.
不单是使徒保罗、使徒彼得和大卫王常常喜乐。
But even in the Old Testament, in chapter 15 of Exodus, Moses is singing a song of praise.
在旧约里，出埃及记十五章，摩西也在唱一首赞美的诗歌，喜乐的诗歌。
Talk about trouble. Moses led the people out of Egypt, and as they got to the Red Sea, we found out all of Egypt was behind them with chariots and horses.
当我们想到一个艰难的处境，摩西所经历的比别人更多，他在红海边上，他要带领百姓出红海，但是法老的军兵就在他的身后追赶他。
The people were gripped with fear, and they said, "What are we going to do now?"
百姓都被惧怕抓住，他们说：“我们现在该做什么呢？”
But God had a plan. He put a cloud between them that they couldn't see into Israel's camp.
但神有一个计划，他把云柱放在埃及营和以色列的营中间，以至于敌人没有办法看到他们。
Through the night, God opened the Red Sea, and they walked across on dry ground.
一整夜，神使红海分开，以色列人就得以从海中经过，如走干地。
God always has a secret plan waiting for us.
神一直有一个秘密的拯救的计划等着我们。
It's a plan of deliverance and freedom.
那是一个拯救释放的计划。
So in chapter 15 of Exodus, this is Moses' song.
所以在出埃及记十五章，这是摩西赞美的诗歌。
Moses and the children of Israel sang the song to the Lord and spoke, saying,
那时摩西和以色列人向耶和华唱歌说，
I will sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously.
我要向耶和华歌唱，因他大大战胜。
The horse and its rider he's thrown into the sea.
将马和骑马的投在海中。
The Lord is my strength and song. He's become my salvation.
耶和华是我的力量，是我的诗歌，也成了我的拯救。
He is my God, and I will praise him. My father's God, and I will exalt him.
他是我的神，我要赞美他，是我父亲的神，我要尊崇他。
Pharaoh's chariots and his armies cast into the sea.
法老的车辆军兵，耶和华已抛在海中。
His chosen captains also are drowned in the Red Sea.
他特选的军长都沉于红海。
The depths have covered them. They sank to the bottom like a stone.
深水淹没他们，他们如同石头坠到深处。
Who is like you, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like you?
耶和华呀，众神之中谁能像你？
You're glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders.
谁能像你至圣至荣，可颂可畏，施行奇事？
Verse 18, the Lord shall reign forever and ever.
十八节，耶和华必作王，直到永永远远。
If you want to have faith in God, begin to praise Him.
如果你想要对神有信心，你要开始来赞美他。
Heard it said that praise is actually faith in reality.
因为有人这样说，赞美实际上就是信心的行动，信心的现实。
It's faith in action.
它是信心成为真实。
Then Moses writes again in Psalm 90.
摩西也写了诗篇第九十篇。
You, Lord, have been our dwelling place in all generations.
主啊，你世世代代做我们的居所。
Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever, you formed the earth and the world.
诸山未曾生出，地与世界你未曾造成，从亘古到永远你是神。
Even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God.
从亘古到永远你是神。
And he ends with, let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us.
最后一节说，愿主我们神的荣美归于我们身上。
Establish the work of our hands for us. Yes, establish the work of our hands.
愿你建立我们手所做的工，我们手所做的工，愿你建立。
Yes, Moses was one who drew near to God.
是的，摩西是一个亲近神的人。
When the children of Israel wouldn't go up Mount Sinai, Moses went near to God.
当以色列的百姓拒绝上西乃山，摩西一个人到山上朝见神。
And when he came off the mountain, his whole face was shone with the glory of God.
当他从山上下来，他的整个脸上充满了主的荣光。
And later in the Gospels, we find that God brought Moses and Elijah to encourage Jesus before he went to the cross.
后来在新约的福音书里，我们发现神把摩西和以利亚带到变相山上，在那里他们鼓励主耶稣，在他将要上十字架受死之前。
Yes, those two prophets appeared to Jesus.
是的，这两位先知都在主耶稣的面前显现。
And the scripture tells us in Matthew that they encouraged him, spoke of the things that were to be take place at the cross.
在马太福音里告诉我们，他们两位鼓励主耶稣，谈到前面将要发生的事。
Oh, God wants to reveal himself to us that way.
哦，主也是何等的渴望像我们这样的启示他自己。
Peter was so excited he wanted to buy three tabernacles, build them for him.
当时彼得非常兴奋，他要给他们搭三座棚。
God descended and he said, "This one is my son. Hear him."
但神说话了，他说，这是我的爱子，你们要听他。
Son is speaking to you today.
他的爱子今天在对你说话。
To each one of us, he wants to bring us into a victory we've never known before.
他要教导我们每一位，把我们带到我们以前从未有经过的得胜里。
He wants to show us as we obey to praise him, he fights the battle for us.
他要向我们显示，如果我们顺服地来赞美他，他就要来为我们征战。
Get used to it. Of ourselves, we can do nothing at all.
我们要接受这个事实，凭着我们自己，我们什么都不能做。
That's the words of Jesus. He said, I don't do anything of myself. It's my Father working in me.
这是主耶稣自己的话，他说，凭着我自己，我什么都不能做，是父在我的里面做他的事。
And then he tells us, as we say of ourselves, we can do nothing, he begins to work through us.
然后他对我们说，如果我们也这样承认我们自己什么都不能做，他就要借着我们来做他自己的事。
Oh, how he wants us to live in the victory he purchased for us.
Oh, 我们何等愿意活在他为我们所买赎的得胜里。
Isn't there only one thing that's needful?
他说那不可少的只有一件事。
Mary chose the best part.
玛利亚已经选择了那上好的福分。
Apostle Paul did too. He said, this one thing I do.
使徒保罗也说我只有一件事。
He didn't feel he had already attained some. He pressed toward the mark of winning Jesus Christ.
他不是以为自己已经得着了，他是竭力追求，要向着标杆直跑。
Until it was no longer Paul that lived, but Jesus Christ living in him and through him.
直到不再是保罗活着，乃是基督耶稣在他的里面活着，也从他里面活出来。
He gave all the glory to the Heavenly Father, to the Lord Jesus.
他把所有的荣耀都归给父神，都归给主耶稣基督。
Self always wants the glory.
己总是要得荣耀。
It wants to be praised. It wants to be satisfied with our own goodness.
他想要因自己的良善得到赞美，得到满足。
That God is trying to teach us that of ourselves we can do nothing at all.
但神在教导我们，凭着我们自己，我们什么都不能做。
The one thing is letting go and doing His will.
我们要做的一件事就是放手，来遵行他的旨意。
Oh Lord Jesus, help us.
哦，主耶稣，求你帮助我们。
Pour in your grace and your victory.
求你倾倒下你的恩典和荣耀。
Help us to cooperate with you.
帮助我们与你同工。
Let us be like John the Baptist. We must decrease. You must increase.
让我们像施洗约翰一样说，我们必须衰微，你必须要兴盛。
We pray for anointing of the Holy Spirit.
我们恳求你的圣灵来膏抹。
Paul, when the Holy Spirit comes in, he causes us to praise in the Spirit.
Oh, 当圣灵来了，他就使得我们在灵里面赞美你。
He causes us to sing in the Spirit.
他就让我们在灵里歌唱。
That's what we'll be doing through all eternity, worshiping and praising you.
那就是我们在永世里所要一直做的，我们就要一直的来赞美你，来敬拜你。
Make us willing to practice now.
让我们今天就愿意常常的这样操练。
And as you promise, your glory will be revealed in us and through us.
就像你所应许的，你的荣耀必显现在我们身上，也透过我们散发出来。
Oh Jesus, the world needs your bright shining light.
哦，主耶稣，世界需要你那荣耀的大光。
Make each of us a light in this dark world.
让我们每一位都成为这黑暗世界中的光。
Let's realize we can win the victory as we open our mouth and rejoice always.
让我们明白，如果我们愿意顺服地开口赞美你，常常喜乐，我们就可以赢得得胜。
Let us praise you in the morning. Let us praise you in the noontime. Let us praise you when the sun goes down.
让我们早晨来赞美你，中午来赞美你，太阳落山还要来赞美你。
And you will conquer all the enemies.
你就要来征服一切的仇敌。
You will use us to conquer in our daily life.
你就要使用我们在我们每天的生活中得胜。
If we're only willing to offer this sacrifice of praise,
只要我们愿意献上这赞美的祭。
We ask it in your name and for your glory. Amen.
我们为着你的名，为着你的荣耀而恳求。Amen.
I don't know if we have any teachers with us this morning. Pastor Hong Leon. Oh, yes, this is her theme. Pastor Hong Leon, lead us in prayer.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. 赞美耶稣，赞美耶稣。哦，让我们一起的来赞美耶稣，让我们一起的来感谢耶稣，感谢主，感谢主，感谢主，赞美耶稣，赞美耶稣。哦，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，亲爱的主耶稣，我们感谢你，感谢你，感谢你把圣灵赐给我们。哦，因着圣灵充满我们，哦，我们可以开声的来赞美你。主啊，我们从早晨到夜晚，我们都要赞美你；从日出到日落，我们都要赞美你。主啊，我们天天要赞美你。主啊，我们知道，当我们赞美的时候，我们都进入一个得胜的情况。主啊，在我们面对各种问题的时候，主啊，让我们学习来赞美你，像今天马上牧师所分享的，所帮助我们的，所教导我们的，叫我们要来赞美你。主啊，透过我们的赞美，让我们成为得胜的人。透过我们的赞美，主啊，你在我们的里面就做医治，做释放，做改变，做得救的工作。主啊，让我们线上的每一位家人们，主啊，让我们都成为赞美的人。哦，让赞美成为我们的生命，我们也要有赞美的生活。主啊，我们天天要来赞美你。当我们赞美你，你的灵就充满我们，充满我们，让我们的心充满了喜乐，好叫我们可以靠你喜乐，因为我们赞美你，因为这是今天是你所定的日子，我们因为是你所定的日子，我们在其中要欢喜快乐，我们就要来赞美你。主啊，我们知道这每一天都是你给我们的，每时每刻都是你给我们的，教导我们，帮助我们怎么样来感恩，怎么样来感谢你，怎么样来赞美你，因为每一天都是你给我们，都是你造的。我们感谢你，主啊，我们感谢你，在我们这样的感谢，在我们这样的赞美的时候，主啊，我们知道我们所面对的各种的问题都会迎刃而解。主啊，我们知道我们所面对的各种的拦阻都会得改变。主啊，我们生命里头所有的压制都会得释放，得医治。主啊，就让你这样的坐在我们的里面，让我们因着赞美你，我们也越来越没有自己，越来越多的你。主啊，只有你在我们的里面来掌王权，来做王，让圣灵来管制我们，让圣灵来带领我们成为赞美的人。主啊，我们感谢你，我们知道因着赞美，我们听了大卫的见证，我们听了保罗的见证，主啊，我们听了这么多人的见证，都是因着赞美而得胜。主啊，帮助我们更多更多的吸引我们。亲爱的主，我们感谢你，我们知道每一次当我们遇到各种的问题的时候，也就是你在我们的里面要做工的时候。主啊，让我们在问题的当中，我们学习，我们线上的每一位愿意的来学习，学习开声的赞美你。哦，像吴老牧师，哦，那种生命的见证，在这个问题的当中，忧郁的当中，借着不断的赞美而得了医治。 生命成为许多人的见证。主啊，我们感谢你，这么多见证人在我们的前面。主啊，我们谢谢你今天让我们有这样多的见证，让我们来学习，有这样好的话语来充满我们。今天让你的话语丰富的来充满我们。主啊，我们真的感谢你。我们在诗篇里头，我们真的看到大卫是不断不停的赞美你。哦，凡有气息的都要来赞美你。主啊，我们感谢你，感谢你的一切，感谢你天天使我们得胜，感谢你为我们预备拯救的计划，感谢你与我们同在。主啊，当我们赞美你的时候，主啊，你的同在就带下来，你就建立你的宝座在我们的当中。主啊，让我们真的要认真的来学习，认真的来行出来。主啊，开声的赞美你，从今天开始，我们就每一位就开始开声的赞美你，赞美成为我们的生命。主啊，我们感谢你给我们机会，给我们恩典，我们感谢祷告，乃是奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名，阿们，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，赞美主，
哈利路亚，哈利路
亚，哈利路亚。
We thank you, Lord. We thank you.
主，我们感谢你，我们感谢你。
You are here to fill each one of us with a purpose to praise you.
你在这里要充满每一位，让我们立志来赞美你。
It's God's call.
这是神的呼召。
Lord, strengthen us to be obedient to your word.
哦，主耶稣，求你坚固我们，让我们顺服你的话语。
And we pray you pour out your Holy Spirit even now.
我们恳求你现在就浇灌你的圣灵。
And give each one of us more purpose to praise the Lord.
让我们每一位都得坚固，立志要来赞美你。
And as we praise, you fight the battles.
当我们赞美你，你就为我们征战。
And you're the one that gets all the glory, not self.
你是那一位要得到所有的荣耀的，不是己。
Mercy, Emma, you have a prayer in closing. You can both pray briefly.
Hallelujah, 主耶稣，谢谢你，谢谢你用你的灵充满我们的心。主啊，我们愿意来顺服你的话。主啊，就是来赞美你，来感谢你。主啊，你帮助我们在生活中每一件事情里面是充满的感恩。主啊，让这感恩的心使得我们可以来赞美你，甚至在不容易的时候，主啊，我们愿意顺服，说主啊，赞美你，敬拜你，因为颂赞、荣耀、智慧、感谢、尊贵、权柄、大力，都是你的，都是属你的，都是从你而来的。赞美你，主啊，更多的顺服，制作在我们里面。主啊，你会帮助我们，带我们来经历你的得胜，来赞美你。赞美你，祷告奉主的名，阿门。
Lord, we thank you. Thank you for today's lesson. 主啊，谢谢你。 我们为今天的课程感谢你。哦，主啊，我们要来赞美你，我们要来赞美你。哦，你说若我们不赞美，那个石头都会起来赞美。哦，哈利路亚，我们要来赞美你，你为我们成就如此多，你是我们的救主。哦，我们要来赞美你，天天赞美你，让你自己更多的进来，你的光，你的生命，哦，让黑暗更多的出去，哦，一切不属于你的更多的出去。哦，哈利路亚，哦，主啊，你要让我们今天就开始，你要让我们今天就开始立志来赞美你，哦，能够行在这个得胜者的行列。哦，赞美你，赞美你，把赞美的恩典，把赞美的恩膏，把赞美的灵都加添下来。哦，哈利路亚，让我们听了课就来操练，哦，我们听了道就来行。主啊，这人就是有福的。哦，哈利路亚，赞美主。主啊，不要放过我们。主啊，你要来，哦，你要来帮助我们，让我们天天赞美你，天天赞美你，天天越过一切来看见你，每日看见那住在我们里面的耶稣。哦，谢谢主，谢谢你的教导，主耶稣，我们爱你，也求你祝福老师玛莎牧师，所有的老师还有同工们。谢谢主，这样祷告是奉爱我们耶稣的名，阿们，
阿们，
阿们。
The Lord wants you to know that He is pouring out overcoming power this morning.
主要你知道，今天早上他正在浇灌下得胜的大能大力。
You're going to find as you step out in faith to praise, it will come easier.
你会发现，当你带着顺服跨出去，征战就要变得容易。
You can stay still in His presence if you able. We need to go offline, but you can wait wherever you are.Just before him, and let him give you that anointing.
我们要下线了，但是如果你能够就停留在你所在的地方，让他继续把他的恩膏浇灌在你的里面。
Amen.
Amen.